Unemployment is high, yet employers around the country and in Wisconsin say they have jobs. Tim Sullivan is a special consultant to Governor Scott Walker on workforce issues. He co-authored the report. Sullivan was CEO of mining equipment manufacturer Bucyrus before he sold it to Caterpillar. During his time with the company, Sullivan says he had to move jobs to Texas.
You know, that it was a very painful decision to make to send, 200 welding jobs to Texas. Those are Wisconsin jobs.
Sullivan's report says Wisconsin's public education system needs revamping. He says not enough attention is paid to career technical education.
We don't want to call it shop or industrial arts because it's well beyond that these days. But $280 million on an $11.5 billion budget, that's woefully inadequate.
Once students graduate with the appropriate skills, Sullivan says the way job statistics are reported needs to be updated. The current system releases data that are months old.
And we're talking about really making a fairly modest investment in new software that will not only on real-time, daily basis, hourly basis, tell us who's unemployed, who's trying to employ, and quite frankly, create a system where we can better join employers with job seekers.
The report also addresses Wisconsin's aging workforce that will create factory job vacancies. At the same time, teachers say high school students don't want to go into manufacturing. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.